It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. This week, we focus back on last year's Week 3 game at Minnesota State Mankato. Coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Last season in Week 3, Bemidji State went on the road to Minnesota State Mankato, coming off of a 2-0 start to the season. Beavers down 7 at the half, down 7 headed to the fourth quarter, lost 45-24 to Minnesota State. Beaver head coach Brent Bolte.
Felt like we were in a dogfight going into halftime and really had opportunities to take the lead. Even going in the third quarter, we were tied 24-24. Like, we had three or four drives where we just didn't get anything going, and we had a couple turnovers, which kind of turned the tide, and some penalties, which really dictated and kind of led into the outcome at the end. Yeah, I think we got a pretty resilient group of guys, and they understand that one game and some failure is not going to really define who you are. And we talk about a lot of characteristics in terms of your character, your values, and we talk a lot about, you know, how you deal with adversity and hopefully you can thrive off of it instead of fold and chop and, you know, pointing fingers and things that are easy to do in our society. So I think your guys responded well, given the circumstances and the oddity of COVID and having guys out. And it was just a lot of odd things going on that year. So I was pretty proud of the guys for, you know, coming back and working together and handle that adversity head on.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.